Hello, hello. Welcome to Take a Shot with Amem Joy Emma. I am your girl, your host, Amem Joy Emma. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to today's episode, I hope you're listening with some love, some joy, some hope, some peace. If you're not, well, you already know the drill. I am sending that your way right about now. Always, you guys, I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're prospering, living your best life, living large and in charge, living your life like it's golden. But for a lot of us, I actually know that's not the case. We are in very odd and uncertain times right now, especially with not only the virus that's going on, but like the domino effect of the virus, I guess, the result of it. It's not only affected our health, but mentally, emotionally, but also like financially. A lot of us are kind of, you know, whether it comes to finances, jobs, a lot of us are being affected by this. And it's just an odd, weird time, an uncertain time, and it came out of nowhere. And I feel like for a lot of people, everything feels like it's in limbo. Everything feels like, you know, it's so uncertain. And I know for me, the one thing, I think I've mentioned this to you guys, but the one thing that I'm not the biggest fan of things that are in the air. I like to know things are certain. I like to have a plan A, plan B, plan C. I plan things, I analyze things, I look at things in different ways. That's just how my brain works. And so when things are so up in the air and so limbo, bro, it's scary. Like, I'm like, what are we doing? How are we doing this? And it's just scary and it worries me and it can keep me up at night. It can keep my mind like running over and over and over again because I'm just like, what is actually happening? Like, what is actually happening? And it can really, really affect me in a lot of negative ways. And I know that I'm not alone because I know so many of us are experiencing this too. So I just kind of wanted to touch on this and just kind of bring you some encouragement today. If you identify with this and you find yourself going through this, I just want to bring you some encouragement. And that is, look, I need you to surrender. What does that mean? I need you to let go and let God. Because it's so uncertain, because some of us have never experienced this, we've never had like this wasn't even on our radar. For 2020, we were expecting so much different, and here we are. And it's just like, yo, what in the world, you know? And this is a time where for your actual mental health, I know we talk about mental health all the time, but for your mental health, you actually need to let go and give this to God. You actually need to pray and surrender and give this to God because you have come to the point where you literally cannot do anything else. That there's literally nothing else that you can do. Like, you've done everything that you possibly can do. And at this point, if God doesn't come through for you, period, point blank, it's done. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing. Like, you've done all, said all. You're the type of person, you're a go-getter. You know how to make ways. You know how to shift things, do things. You know how to figure things out. You get up and you get it done. But now, that's not the case. It just is not. And life right now is just like, what is actually happening? Like, this is crazy. I really need you to let go and let God. I really, really need you to surrender. I really, really need you to give this to God, to let him fight that battle for you. I really, really need you to let this go. Again, I know this is affecting our mental health. Like, I know some of us, we're so worried that like we're not sleeping at night anymore. We're so worried that, you know, whatever the situation or circumstances, we're constantly thinking about it, which is stressing us out even the more, giving us headaches and, you know, just literally destroying our peace. And so we have to get back to this place of peace and this place of calm. And in order to do that, you need to pray and ask God, God, I give this to you. God, I surrender this. And as I give this to you, I ask you for peace. Not like, no, like, bro, you need real peace. Like, you need peace that doesn't even make sense in the middle of what you're going through. That's the type of peace that you need. And the only person, I promise you, the only person that can give that to you is God, period. The only person that can give that to you is God. And so I literally implore you to just pray and surrender and let that thing go, because it is literally messing you up. So surrender and let it go. And then also, to help you during this time, I want you to go back over your life and remember all the times God has brought you through something. Like, remember all the times, because this is not the first time. This is not the first time where you've gone through something and God has come through for you. Like, go back through all your life and think about the time where it was like, yo, that was God. I can't even front. That was God. Like, ain't nothing else to explain that. Like, there's no other explanation. That was God. So I need you to go back and remember those times. Like, you need to remember those times right about now. Because, honey, you need to remember that. You need to go back and remember that. You might even need to journal it just to remember, like, you know, I remember on this day, God did so, so, and so, and literally need to write it down so that when you are going through and when it's like, oh, that panic or that fear comes up again, you're able to open up that journal and just be like, oh, no. I remember when he did this. I remember when he did this. I remember when he did this. And if he did that for me back then, he will do that for me now. Not based on the fact that I'm perfect or I've done everything right or I've read my Bible all the time or I've prayed all the time or I did everything or I've been to church all the time. Uh-uh. It's not based on that. It's based on the fact that God is good, bro. Like, he is really that good and he is really on your team. Like, he is on your team. He is for you. He is on your side. And so he wants to bless you and help you. And he will do that because he's good. It is based on him. It is based on his goodness, not based on the fact that you did this, 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 and this. No, like, you are his. You belong to him. He does not abandon his own. He does not leave his own. And he takes care of his own, point blank, period. And so this is not based on, am I perfect? I got it all right. Why would God help me? If I messed up, why would God help me? If I fallen short, why would God help me? If I didn't do this, why would God help me? If I'm not doing that? Nope. It's based on him, not on you. So he's good. And because he loves you, because he's on your team, he will help you. And guess what? He actually is excited to do that for you. He actually wants to do that. So I'm gonna need you to step back, let it go, journal, remember the times, remember when he was good, when he came through for you. All those times he came through was not based on you doing something right or because you had your life together. It was because he was good then and he's good now and he was for you then and he's for you now. Period, honey. And then the last thing I want to say to you is that you are not alone. All of us. There's so many people that are going through what you're going through right now. But because some of us are still practicing social distancing, it can feel like you're alone. It can feel like you are in this by yourself. No one else gets it. Nobody else. That's just not the case. You are not alone. There are others that are going through this too. So I just want you to remember that anytime if you have feelings of I'm dealing with this alone, there's nobody that cares about me. There's nobody that understands. That's simply not true. Okay. There are other people who are experiencing what you're experiencing too. So if you can, just reach out to some people and just say, hey, listen, man, I just need somebody to talk to. Reach out and do that so that you can have that comfort, because it is comforting to know that there's somebody else out there going through what you're going through, you know? And then also remember, like, God is with you. God is with you. He is fighting on your behalf. He's working things on your behalf, and he's actually with you. And so just remember that you are not alone. You are not struggling with whatever you're struggling with by yourself. There are others who are struggling with the same thing. And then there are others that are willing to talk to you, are willing to speak out to you. All you have to do is just reach out. I hope this was helpful. I know for me, this is helpful for me in this season of my life. So I hope that if you identify with this in any way, I hope that it really helped you, because, man, you know, we need to be here for one another and help one another in any way, shape, form, capacity. So I hope this was helpful. If it was, you already know, reach out. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, at MMJoyEmma, or you can reach out and take a shot podcast at gmail.com. Also, if you find this podcast or this episode helpful, make sure you share it with someone that you think may really benefit from it. Make sure you go ahead and share that. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, make sure that you subscribe and rate and review. When you subscribe, when you rate, when you review, it just simply lets others know that this podcast is here and it does exist. So thank you for listening. As always, you already know I love you and I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Broke every promise, been looking for another way out. Now I can't tell left from right. It's turning from dark to light.